Hey friends, Skip here. Next episode, Finding Meaning. It's actually the afternoon of the 22nd. This will be the podcast for the 23rd. I've got a little time here at home, not a lot going on. I've got one kid downstairs, one's playing basketball, my wife's at work, so this seems to be a good time to go ahead and get in front of the podcasting. I give them when I can or when I am inspired to give them. Please forgive me. You will hear me let my dog in. You know, what you need to know about these podcasts is I'm just talking into my iPhone. And I just got home from work not long ago. I took the dog to the vet. I'm walking around in a t-shirt, sweatpants, nothing overly holy going on here, just a guy, which I have said many times. So what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about why this podcast, you know, what's this really about? And I think it's a good thing to talk about on occasion. And I know we're well over 600 podcasts by now. We're about coming up on 8,500 total listens. The audience will fluctuate, but I think it's probably time to just talk about what this is really about and why I do this podcasting. So it's sort of a personal podcast I'm going to do. If you've listened at all, you know that about 6 years ago, I had an epiphany, a life-changing, life-altering, fundamentally changing epiphany. And it came very hard. It came with a big fall. I left a career. And it was a moment of stark realization. And that realization was this. Let me get my dog here. He's ready to come in. It's rainy and cold here, of course. The realization was this, that the reason I was living with existential angst, and every human lives with some degree of existential angst, is because we keep trying to alleviate it with things that won't. We keep trying to find meaning in ways that will not offer meaning. And I have also shared with you pretty freely that, you know, for years I tried alcohol and drugs, other, you know, relationships never satisfied, religion never satisfied, all kinds of things. I went through a long laundry list of things that didn't work before I finally came to that moment when I said to myself, or that inner voice said to me, do you know why it's not working? Because everything you're trying to fix your life with is based on things that don't work. Everything you're trying to find meaning in has no meaning. It was clear. It was crystal clear. It was profound. Everything, every way in which I was trying to find deep meaning, philosophy, psychology, therapy, religion. Although I met great people and some of these things helped me understand myself, nothing better than good therapy to facilitate growth. But I could never get to that place where I was like, wow, you know, this is who I really am. And frankly, it's because, and a good therapist I think would probably tell you this, I wasn't going inward. I wasn't really looking for who I really was. I was looking for what the world said I was. I was looking to satisfy other people or satisfy institutions or satisfy my own ego. And when I finally realized that, it was really a profound moment in my life. When I finally understood that the reason I couldn't find my way out of the maze that is human existence is because there was all kinds of ways being offered out of the maze that only ended up being another maze. And, there just was no resolution. It's not to say I didn't have profound experiences in religion, profound experiences in, certainly in therapy, in the 12-step program. It all assisted me. This is never going to be about things that are good or bad or you shouldn't do, or I'm only speaking from my perspective. What those entities, what those institutions did for me is they taught me that they don't have the answer. That the answer is found within you. But it's found within you beyond your conceptual understanding of yourself. And that is very difficult. Because we are all formed, raised to have a perception of ourselves that's kind of grandiose. It's ego-based. We're told we need to always be right, that no one should mess with us, that we need to take care of our own. These sort of cliched things that we say didn't work. When I turned, 52, 51, somewhere in there, it was just that moment. Thank God. Thank the universe. It was just that moment when I finally understood that there just is no external answer. You can do things externally to better the world, to better your physical self, to better your mental and emotional self. But ultimately, the work of spirituality is to transcend those sorts of perceptions of self. Let me see if I can maybe give you an example. I have seen people go to therapy, and some good therapists will really help you dig in to your own psyche and your own understanding of yourself. I've also seen people go to therapy where the therapist had their own wounds and didn't know themselves, and they just projected onto the person more diagnoses, more guilt, more shame. That person's, those ideas of who they were implanted in them. And it just added another layer of false self. I saw it in 12-step programs too. 12-step programs saved me for years. I love what the work is and how they do it. But I will tell you, I met a lot of people in the 12-step program who their perception was what they put into those meetings. They would tell you how it is absolutely, And I came through that thinking there's got to be more. I mean, I appreciate these people. I appreciate the work they do. I appreciate their recovery. But there's got to be more. And that's really the mantra that I had from the first 52 years of life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be something else. Because even though this, belief system or this understanding of humanity, it offers some small satisfaction, what I really want to know is the meaning. I really want to know some peace, some truth. So when sort of everything crumbled around me about 6 years ago, and I was able to name for myself that the reason I couldn't find meaning, and the reason these things couldn't offer meaning, is because the world is constructed without meaning. It's constructed on concepts and individual beliefs, which are individual concepts. It's constructed in dualism. We are stuck in realizing our own identity by judging ourselves over and against others. You can't get out of that, my friends. That's a circular firing squad. That's a trap. You can't determine who you are over and against someone else. You have to do that work individually. So the podcast comes from that. I get up every morning, or I do an evening one like right now, from that, you know, from that journey. I had many epiphanies. It took me a long time to have that one moment of clarity. And from that moment of clarity comes everything I say. Now, you don't have to buy into everything I say. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not asking you to buy anything. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to say that there is a place you can live from where there is substantial meaning, purpose, love, kindness, and generosity that is beyond what the world has to offer. And that is true because what the world has to offer is based in something that is not tangible. It's not real. It's Maya. It's illusion. It's dualism. It's us and them-ism. It's institutions that take on self-preservation rather than purpose. It's ego-based. And we can, you know, I believe this. Not that I'm free of ego, trust me. But I do believe there's a way we can live beyond that. And, you know, love, kindness, hope, generosity, creativity, knowing one's own sexual self, knowing one's own creative self, knowing one's own, you know, true self, or at least to some degree, one's true self is possible. And it is really the core motivating factor, not just for this podcast, but it is for the podcast, but not just for the podcast, but for so many things. So many religious people, so many spiritual people, so many human beings have spoken the same truth in different ways. You know, when you get down to it, there's not a big difference between what Jesus is saying and what Carl Jung's saying. That the kingdom of heaven, and this is, you know, Jesus quoting Jesus, is within you. What you seek is not in the sky or in the ground. What you seek is not external to you. Living from as much as you can in non-dualistic place is heaven. And that's not to say my back doesn't hurt. Not to say I don't get frustrated. I'm not there yet, folks. I'm not. I don't dwell in nirvana and, you know. But I can look around now and say, ah, this is why we don't resolve racism or hatred. This is why we can't resolve wars. Because we are too busy living out of a sense of false self, both individually and collectively. So, that's what this is about. That's this podcast. And I'm going to keep giving them as long as I feel compelled or inspired to give them, as long as you'll listen. So thanks, man. Thanks for listening to this middle-aged guy in his sweatpants with his undershirt on, his t-shirt on, who just really hopes for you. I really hope for you. Love, peace, contentment, kindness, and that I know life will be a struggle, but I know that love will see you through. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.